This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let it breathe. You got to let that. You always have to let. That's an executive order. Social distortion always is allowed to let to breathe. Let it breathe. We're broadcasting tomorrow from the Encore Casino, Boston Harbor, and the brand new sports bar that is there. And so I hope you'll come by, say hello, free breakfast, I believe, from Shake Shack and Frank and Nick's, which is the pizza place.
Right.
Pizza's okay for breakfast, right? Yeah. On a Thursday?
Pizza's okay anytime.
Pizza's anytime. Anytime.
Have you ever had breakfast pizza?
I'm not a fan of breakfast pizza.
Ooh,
no,
really?
Is that like egg and stuff on
it? You have egg hash browns on it?
No, I'm good on that.
Oh, that's okay.
That's like
hot take.
It's not breakfast pizza. If it doesn't have sauce, it's not pizza. If it doesn't have some
I think
kind
there's sauce on it.
Yeah. So you're putting sauce in
no,
eggs?
No, they don't put tomato sauce on breakfast pizza.
Oh, I think that some do.
Really?
Yeah. I think Wiggy's hopeful for his statue. I'm hopeful, too, that we'll get a statue one day in Boston. Mm. If we do get a Greg Hill statue,
yes.
I want the bitter beer face you make when somebody proposes a meal that you don't like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it frustrates me. Those
the disgust
who lack,
is dripping.
Those who lack the same taste as I do are frustrating to me. Like, I can't do anything about that. That's
he's
what
like
makes me
the
feel.
He's like the vaxxer who just finds out that somebody hasn't been vaccinated and gives him that look like, what? Sauce on pizza? On a breakfast pizza?
You talk to a Trump voter?
What?
We will get to the dumbest of the day coming up at 7:30 on this morning show. And then the news with Courtney at 7:45. What Senator Warren is demanding that Amazon stop selling is in the news this morning. And also Florida, not like the rest of us, what one man was willing to do to skip the lines at Disney. Could be a life hack for Ken Laird, an adult man who goes to Disney by himself.
Yep.
Which is an odd thing that has been discussed on this program many, many times.
Do you do that annually? Do you do that?
I might make it an annual.
Well, it was interrupted by the global pandemic.
Of course. Right.
Yeah.
Ken didn't go to the grocery store during the pandemic.
Like going to Florida for a decade.
He's going to wait till it washes through down in Florida before he returns. But are you going to make a solo trip to Disney again?
Yeah, I would like to. Soon? Yeah, I've done Epcot. I want to do all the big five.
I can see everybody boarding Splash Mountain and Ken's going person by person, checking off their vax cards.
Do you have to sit with somebody like maybe you don't know because some of the rides are like two people?
Yeah, it depends on the ride.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
So they're like, oh,
it's normally like a 12-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, sits there, they chat about what their favorite ride was.
That's the trilogy
was.
When you're on it.
Universal just started their Spooky World for Halloween, where they have all this, the characters. Mm-hmm. Very scary.
Now, do you find like a 12 to 15 year old that you get cool with that you sat next to, and now that kid becomes your riding buddy?
I sat next to a whole family at the Epcot Center stations, and I was in Germany. I had a great meal with this family from Quebec.
But you need like
you jumped on their table or something?
Yeah. Those communal tables.
Like a riding. Does that become your riding buddy now? Like, oh, we should hit the Superman after this one.
Yeah, I become like an adopted member of the family.
All right. Wow. Right.
Uncle
right.
Ken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very strange.
I'm a great uncle.
That boy sure is dull.
Ken's like, hey, Hans, let's meet at Disney for a weekend in February, just the two of us. That's a very strange thing.
I met a family from Quebec in Germany.
Well, that's where they were. I knew a little French.
Okay. Very, very odd. All right. Well, Wiggy, good news for Cam Newton, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tannenbaum is suggesting that Washington needs to sign your guy immediately. And here's what he had to say about that.
I signed Cam Newton right now. He's not vaccinated. There's a lot more protocols to get him on the field. There's 16 more games to go. They have a good football team. Go sign Cam Newton. Get him into your system. Make sure that he's eligible to play. Taylor Heinicke is a good player. If you go back last year in the playoffs, he played really well against a really good Buccaneer defense. So give them credit for having Heinicke, but I would absolutely go sign Cam Newton. He could help you in a meaningful way over the course of the next 16 games. And I was candidly a little bit surprised about what Ron Rivera said yesterday.
So, Cam Newton, what do you think he's willing to sign for?
I don't think that they would be willing to sign him.
Yeah, they're not
gonna
sign.
Ron Rivera knows him so well from Carolina. Why?
Right. And Ron Rivera signed Kyle Allen rather than Cam Newton when he left Carolina and took the job at Washington, and they were both available. So, yeah, Ron Rivera is not going to sign Cam Newton.
And no. Ron Rivera has been very outspoken about wanting his players to be vaccinated. So,
right.
Well, isn't Tannenbaum, he's saying he's unvaccinated, so sign him and get him vaccinated is what I think is what he's suggesting there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think Cam would, you know, it's not going to be what Cam would sign for. I think he would sign for whatever if
250 grand and unlimited Bud Lights like Tuca.
I think Cam would even be cool with being on the practice squad.
You do?
Really? You are crazy.
Well, if he was in the role of where he knew that he was going to be elevated to the active roster and play,
then he's not on the practice squad.
Well, isn't Brian Hoyer on the practice squad?
Well, okay.
But the practice squad is just another way for them to hold certain veterans. Mm-hmm. But that vet knows, like, all right, I'm only on here for a week or so until they elevate me. And I think if Cam was in that role and he knew, like, oh, hey, listen, we got to put you on the practice squad for a week or two, I think he'd be cool with that.
But what about his aura impacting those in the practice squad?
Would his dad be okay with it?
His dad might not be okay with it. We already know that. But you think of the situation in Washington. Now, I think it's more about the relationship that him and Ron Rivera have, and Ron obviously feels like he would go in a different direction. Cam's going to need another team where somebody gets hurt, like the Texans or some other team, because he has a pass with Rivera, and Rivera didn't sign him when he was available. He chose Kyle Allen.
When you hear stuff like this and speculation about the vaccine, do you ever think that the fact that Cam wasn't vaccinated was more of a factor here than you thought it was?
Not in New England.
No?
I think there's a small part of it that had to do with Cam not being vaccinated. We kind of got a window into that world because of Urban Meyer. Like, if you're a coach and you know, okay, this is my backup quarterback. Now, we know with Cam, if you're unvaccinated, we know unvaccinated players, even if you're in close contact with somebody, you're automatically gone for whatever it is, 5 days. Whereas if you're vaccinated, it's not an issue. You know what I mean? Mm. So you got to be thinking about that if you're the coach. Like, all right, if he's unvaccinated and he's just in close contact, we could potentially lose this guy. And what if we need to start him and find out we got to lose him for a game? So I think, yeah, that's part of the decision that guys to make. Even we just heard Josh Gordon, I think it was your lead, mm-hmm. go, I'm vaccinated.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, why does he have to tell everybody he's vaccinated?
Well, I think Courtney's right, though, that Josh Gordon, he deserves yet another chance.
Yeah.
Right? I'm surprised.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, but he had to tell people he's vaccinated.
It sounded like when Courtney suggested that during her lead, mm-hmm. that you didn't agree with it because you were talking about guys from a one or two strike perspective who are not in the NFL.
But those were more, they put others in danger. That's why there was a DUI involved with.
I think, didn't Josh Gordon have a DUI? I mean, forget about.
This last time, did he?
No, not this last time, but if you look at the Josh Gordon situation, he's gotten plenty of opportunity. I mean, the NFL has been good to him. Like, he's gotten an opportunity after an opportunity after an opportunity. Now, he's dealing with his demons. He's trying to get a handle on those.
He's dealing with addiction issues.
Right, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about, did he get the opportunity? Even when he was dealing with those, New England gave him an opportunity. I think Seattle then gave him another opportunity. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was another team in the mix there. I could be wrong, but he's gotten that. And now the NFL will probably give him another opportunity. All I'm saying, there have been guys before who've dealt with addiction issues that haven't got other opportunities.
Right, because I think we've thankfully evolved as a society, and we've realized that nonviolent drug use mm-hmm. should not be penalized the way it had been with these mandatory minimums in jail.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're in the NFL and you get popped for weed or drinking when you're not supposed to, that the NFL, which prints cash, can help support their players, hopefully overcome this, so they become, you know, maybe an NFL player, but at least a positive member of society.
You got guys playing in the league that beat their kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you punch your pregnant wife and plead guilty to it, and nobody talks about it. Yeah. Like Tyreek Hill, they're like, the cheetah, he's fast.
That's over with Tyreek Hill. He's now the face of the league
right,
again.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, yeah. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Mac Jones joins Merloni and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River, tech decisions are not black and white. Think red. Patriots practice today, 12:30, getting ready for the Jets. Yesterday was Coach's Day. Really enjoy Ivan Fears, the running back coach, Wiggy. Brutally honest in his assessment. Upset, obviously, at the Damian Harris fumble. Here's what Coach Fears had to say.
Well, the one thing that we preach about more than anything in the world is about good ball security. And it was like the classic thing that you wouldn't expect to happen, and that we would actually give the ball away, give the goddamn game away by turning the ball over in the last few minutes of the game. When we're in scoring position, that was a hard one.
So how does Damian Harris, how do they treat him this week, this game?
I think Damian Harris is in the position of we put you back out there. Like even Jonnu Smith fumbled the football. I mean, they were able to recover it, but I think there are certain players based on where they are on the pecking order of the team that they're going to continue to get their opportunities. And with the Stevenson kid, he did fumble. Then he had another opportunity where he was in the game and got completely steamrolled and pass protection.
COVID issues for the Saints, 6 members of their coaching staff and 1 player testing positive. They're at Carolina week 2. NFL week 2 begins tomorrow night, Washington and the Giants. Red Sox win it last night, Greg. Got to feel good about the offensive explosion. A 5-run 8th to break open a 2-2 game. Here was Joe Castiglione on the call.
Pitch, swing, there's a drive hammer to right field and deep. Back toward the wall and gone. It just made it over the right field fence. A 2-run homer, Verdugo. The Red Sox lead it 7-2.
And route to an 8-4 win. Needed that one. 4:10 today, your first pitch on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network, the rubber match in Seattle.
That Yankee series, I think it's going to come down to that.
That's a big one. ESPN just moved the Sunday game of that series to primetime. So right now, 3-way tie, just like the second-place mayoral preliminaries in Boston, Greg. 3-way tie, Yankees, Blue Jays, and Red Sox.
And Sox play on Brady Day, correct?
Yeah, that's the final game of the regular season.
Which do you think does a better rating?
Red Sox. Oh, wow. Red Sox.
Oh, at some point this morning, we need to get into the soft secondary market for Patriots tickets.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's jeez.
Does something to do with the vaccine? Is that why it's soft?
I don't know.
I'll ask Boris Johnson or Nicki Minaj.
Boris Johnson's right. Calling in a Merloni and Fourier on that.
Tanner Houck, your starter today. Chris Sale cleared to return Friday at Fenway. Matt Barnes could be back as well. Bruins 2-time Cup winner Fred Stanfield passing away at the age of 77. And sad news that Kevin Falk's 19-year-old daughter passed away. LSU releasing that information in a statement yesterday. That's what's trending.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
In the Greg Hill Morning Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Bar with the bar, the bang, bar with the bar, with the bang, bang, boogie in the up front.
On WEEI.
Great choice, Ken Laird. Cars.
2-year death anniversary for Rick Ocasek.
Oh, talented man. Married for a long time to Paulina Porizkova, and then they were living separately, and I think the man died truly of a broken heart. Oh. That's what I think happened.
I played football with his son at Rivers.
You did?
Derek Ocasek.
And you call bringing the water out and keeping stats playing?
You're projecting, Gregory.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey.
What's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I called yesterday, caused a ruckus, and I wanted to call and apologize to everybody on the show, and especially Jermaine.
Wait, this is the guy yesterday
who
said he was done with Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Wiggy stinks, can't stand Wiggy on the show,
right?
Et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so you're apologizing.
I'm apologizing.
Okay.
But while I'm talking about it, I mean, to me it was like fingernails on the chalkboard every morning, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, here's my take in on it. And Ivan Fierce said something yesterday, you know, that I thought was very telling. And I don't think Ham got cut because of the 5 days. I think it was already predetermined before that. I do think it came down to one play in the preseason, though. Mm-hmm. Ivan Fear said yesterday that, you know, last year they were unable to utilize the name escapes me right now.
James White.
James White, exactly. Thank you. And if you know, in the first game, there was a play trying to set up a screen. It was early in the game, naturally, when Cam was in there. And everybody rolls to the right. James rolls left. And he's only about 15 yards or so from Cam. Mm. Cam never got his feet square. They were crossed. And he threw the ball in the dirt to James White. And I really think they have plans for James White this year. They failed to get him the ball last year. They want to get him the ball this year. They said he's in very good shape, you know, never mind the best shape of his life stuff, but uh-huh. in real good shape. And they didn't get to utilize him. And I think that was the one play.
Okay.
I think they realized that, you know, that he's not going to be able to get him the ball.
So when you were calling Wiggy a buffoon, it was all about his opinion on Cam Newton, is essentially what you're saying.
No, there was nothing else, but it was just relentless. You know, it was just It was a little bit too much from the summer, for crying out loud. Listening every day the same thing. You know?
You don't have to apologize, though. What's your opinion?
Well, you should accept it graciously.
I accept it graciously.
Yeah,
but I accept it, but I don't think people should have to apologize, because I call people buffoons all the time. I'm not going to go apologizing to everybody.
Well, that's you, Wiggy. When I feel like I do something screwed up, I apologize. You know?
You didn't do nothing wrong. You're giving your...
In my mind, I did. And that's the only thing that counts, right?
Okay, I got
you. So I'm apologizing.
All right. I accept it.
Steve,
thank you.
Yeah. Steve, I think yesterday...
Called me stupid, too.
But did he?
Yeah. He said you're sounding just as stupid, Courtney.
Huh. I believe he also said at the end of his call he was never listening to the show ever again, and here he is at 7:26. Yeah.
But that's nice. Sometimes people just have a bad day, and they take out their anger on others, and that's okay.
But you don't have to apologize.
But it's nice when someone does.
No, because I think then it's like, then I think people should be able to say what they want, and if... You know, they say something that they feel in their mind is the right thing to say. You don't have to go around apologizing.
It
does seem like he thinks that he wasn't correct, though, in what he said. That's why he apologized.
It doesn't bother me. I like people who have opinions like Steve.
Here's Brian from New Hampshire. Hey, Brian.
You got to get me. I have to understand this. Wiggy, a year ago, $100 million, sign him. Now he's going to the practice squad in Washington. Are you kidding me?
Things turn around, man. Yeah. Hey, a lot of stuff can happen in a year.
And I am not apologizing for that. Have a good day.
Yeah, don't apologize. Wiggy's motto, never apologize.
You know what's sneaky? We love to kill Wiggy, but Adam Schefter, at the end of last season, said something like $30 to $40 million for
50 kick. Million.
I'm going to guess.
Yeah,
I'm going to guess 2 years with incentives, $40 to $50 million.
Wow.
And that guy is like the most plugged-in guy in the world.
That was in the offseason. Miles was after week two of a stellar performance.
You were still in the afterglow.
A stellar performance in Seattle.
It was not a report.
Swing and a miss.
But a lot of things can change in a year.
All right. Quick reminder that we are doing the show tomorrow from the Encore Boston Harbor, which is a beautiful casino. You've been.
I love it.
They have one of the only, I think I talked about this on the show before, but when it comes to the escalator right when you walk in there, it's one of the only curved escalators in the whole entire world.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that fact.
Costs like $3 or $4 million just for the escalator.
One of the best spas I've ever been to.
Really?
Encore, yeah. Wow. It's on the top. I think it's like up at the top floor. It's unbelievable up
there.
When
did you go there? Was it?
We did a package at my old place of employment.
Oh, this was before the pandemic.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Blue Collar Thursday. What about Curtis giving massages tomorrow morning during the program?
I feel a little bit of a fever.
their rooms, though, are beautiful, though. I love how it's all like with the digital, you're just touching, turn lights on and everything.
If they happen to be listening, would you like them to give you one?
Yeah.
I'm always up for a free one.
The restaurant's very good.
Yes,
I think I've talked about it before. The cheeseburger salad, the burger salad that they have at one of them in the casino.
Yes, you have spoken about that.
That's a very
before.
Good salad.
Yes.
Ken and I love the rare chocolate cigar box.
Chocolate cigars, wake up.
All right, so tomorrow they have a brand new sports bar there. And we will be broadcasting from there. Come by, say hello on your way to work, grab food, whatever.
Some French toast?
Whatever you want, Wiggy. Tomorrow morning, we are going to get to the news and Courtney coming up, and we will find out what Senator Warren is demanding that Amazon stop selling, and also Florida, not like the rest of us during the news, what one man was willing to do to skip the line at Disney. But right now, we got to get to this.
It's time for
Rocky, the Horror Picture Show.
The dumbest of the day.
I'm the best at what I do when I'm on my when I'm on my game.
All right, time now for the dumbest of the day, Curtis. And we listened to everything that happened yesterday in this country, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
So yesterday, the Alabama Crimson Tide football team met the media in advance of their game this Saturday, and Jordan Battle is a player on Alabama, and he revealed Nick Saban's favorite term during the presser, and this is something that I think we all were blindsided by.
But do you have a favorite saying that Saban has, one of his little coaching, quips he has?
Not that I can think of right now because he has so many, but there are a few I like. And he always talking about touch D's or you know, suck on D's or all that.
No, the best part is the PR person in the back.
Say, who's yelling in the
back? I think it's the PR person. Nope.
Guys. Well, maybe that's something that you keep to the locker room.
Oh, I think so. He is not going to talk to media anytime soon.
Suck on D's or all that.
That's a technical term.
I would love to hear how he uses it in a sentence, though. Like, you're Saban, you blow the coverage. What happened, coach? I blew the coverage. Nah, suck on D's. I told you, cover two.
Well, that's where Mac Jones must have gotten the saying when he...
Right.
I mean, right. It all comes back to Alabama.
I feel like that we now know what question number one for Mac Jones should be on Monday with Foyer and Lou.
Right.
Yep.
Right?
Like, I mean, that's a perfect example of he must have heard Coach Saban say things like that. He came into the Patriots and he said, yeah.
No, I think Monday, Greg, you say, Bill, when you guys were in Cleveland, did you ever hear Nick Saban refer to it as D's nuts?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Bill will join us Monday morning at 6:30, hopefully after a win.
Better be a win.
It has to be. Hello, Michael.
How are you?
What's up, Michael?
I want to make a comment about the bikes and the motorbikes, but first, I want you to know I got my booster shot on last Thursday.
Yes.
And my kid says there's no problem with my nuts. So,
okay, good.
Just to let you know that, you know, Nikki might be a little off on that one.
You think Nicki Minaj is off a little bit when she suggests that the vaccine will make you impotent? Probably.
No, I'm nuts.
I think it's... My guess is Nikki's probably one of Ken's favorite performers, but that's just, you know. Anyway, as far as the bikes and the motorbikes go, my solution is very simple. It's easy. Turn all the cameras off all over the city, and let's just run them all over, and then we'll get rid of the problem.
I don't believe that is a responsible suggestion.
He wants to do it like the Purge.
I didn't say it was responsible. I just thought it would be effective.
I agree with Wiggy to some extent that whether it's bicycles or dirt bikes, they should be licensed, registered, just like everybody else. If we're going to take all of the pavement and dedicate it to bike lanes, then those people should have to follow the same rules of the road that everybody else has to follow.
And even with dirt bikes but more so with regular bicycles, they don't ride in the bike lane. They don't use those bike lanes. They ride on the street, and that's my point, is they don't abide by the laws. They feel entitled. They feel like, I can do what I want because I'm on a bike, and if you hit me, it's your fault. That's the way they ride bikes.
Did you have some sort of an incident with somebody on a bicycle or something? Mm-hmm. You're so triggered by it.
No, I'm like Curtis on this one. I blame Lance Armstrong and his stupid Live Strong tight outfits.
His stupid thing for charity?
I'm not talking about the charity, but that it was, we have to see him. He's on the bike. He's on every show talking about, you know, how he overcame this. And now everybody and their mother ran out and bought $5,000 bikes with these singlets, and they're riding the bikes and the helmets and the damn side view mirrors on the glasses, and just it's
I've got it. Pebbles is a bike rider, right?
No. I told you, if you're a teenager, you want to ride a bike, and I got no issue with that. You don't have a license yet.
The worst part about bikers, and as a biker, this is coming from me, when you're in a cab or an Uber or a Lyft and you're getting dropped off and you open your car door, like if you're in a taxi in New York, it says on it, beware of bikers. Because if you open your door, you don't see someone coming, you could take them out. Mm-hmm. That's the worst part.
Oh, that never happens in Copenhagen. We have more bike lanes than Copenhagen now. I mean,
what does that have to do with anything?
But do these idiots not realize that in their quest to go green, they create total and complete gridlock, which is cars idling with gasoline?
The traffic is worse than it was pre-pandemic, don't you think?
Oh, my God. It's awful.
And I was in Copenhagen a couple weeks ago.
And as a society, we've been so removed from that type of thing that now it feels as enraging as it's ever been.
Listen, cities were built not for bikes. I hate to say it.
Yeah, but you're fraudulent because you have no issue with dirt bikes riding running amok. Yeah.
Listen,
that's fraudulent.
And those are motorized.
You, sir, are fraudulent.
No, because a dirt bike, if done properly, was built for the city.
It was built for the dirt.
No, but you could drive it in the city.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
A dirt bike, some dirt bikes go 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's not good for the city.
No. So you don't like motorcycles?
No, put it on the highway.
Motorcycles are licensed. You have to have a specific license to drive them.
Right, so that's my point. So if you...
Dirt bikes are not registered...
That my point is, if you register dirt bikes...
You can't. I don't think you can register a dirt bike.
Well, that's the solution. You should have to be able to register your dirt bike. A dirt bike should be treated like a motorcycle. So I have no problem with motorcycles on the road, and I have no problem with dirt bikes on the road if they're registered, because they were built for the road, meaning you can go 80 miles an hour, you can go to a pace where you can flow with the rest of the traffic. Bicycles were not built to be on roads in the city. You can only go as fast as the jabroni pedaling it.
Yeah, but in the city, nobody's going 80 miles an hour down Comm Ave.
But the traffic in the city, if it's going 30 or 40 miles an hour, there's no bike rider who's getting up to 30 miles an hour.
No, of course not.
Right.
I don't think bikers should be in the regular lanes.
There shouldn't even be bike lanes.
Put them on the sidewalk.
They should have insurance like everybody else has to have.
Right.
Because if they cause an accident, then they should be held responsible for that like everybody else is.
And that's why I said dirt bikes should be the same way. They should be registered. They should have insurance. But at least I can say with a dirt bike, if you do it the right way, a dirt bike can be treated similar to a guy riding a motorcycle. And we don't complain about people riding motorcycles
because
they flow with the rest of the traffic, that, you know, in the sense of how cars move. People who ride bikes, They're not meant to be in the city.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
No idea what you're talking about.
It is, man. I'm telling you, they're not meant to be in the city. Right on, when I was a kid and I rode my bike, I rode it on the sidewalk, and that was it. I was a kid.
Isn't that so? You were in the city riding a bike.
Yeah, but I was a kid though. I was.
You just said you can't.
I was 13, 14 years old.
It doesn't matter what age you were. You were riding a bike in the city, which you just went off again.
I have no problem with kids riding bikes.
That's even more dangerous.
A kid's not riding a bike up Tremont Street.
They might be.
No, he's riding a bike down Princeton Street or Saratoga in his neighborhood, or D Street in Southie. These guys.
Nick Saban's favorite street, by the way, D Street.
But then
I guess you can register dirt bikes. I don't know how you do it. You have to go to the environmental police.
But kids are not riding bikes on Main Street.
A lot of people use bikes to get to and from work.
No, they don't. That's the biggest crock of BS.
A lot of people, because they don't want to have a car in the city.
I got on my bicycle. I cycle a lot. I got on my cycle. I got on my bike.
All right. We got to get to the news, which we will get to next with Courtney. News next. Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to the show on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com, or you can listen to it on the Odyssey app, where you get the opportunity to hear the same commercial over and over and over again. Curtis, anybody available in management here at the station to address that situation, which is frustrating not only me, but multiple listeners?
Santo, very frustrated.
Santo's upset about that?
He said it felt like water torture.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody, do you know anybody in management?
I've been totally and completely convinced that Ken has the right people on the job. So he's going to fix it today, I heard.
Maybe that could be something. Maybe he could focus on that. Focus on fixing
it. He's busy.
That.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
You don't know how to download an app.
I have downloaded.
He knows how to eat one.
Yeah. I didn't even notice that on the Odyssey app. It plays the same commercial?
Yeah, same one over and over and over again. It's very frustrating. Very frustrating.
It's
killing the results for Greg's List, by the way. I think we're out of the top 15 when it comes to the app. All right, news is next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for...
It was a dirty move. It was a sucker move.
The news.
That's when I kind of felt bamboozled.
With your host...
If you're feeling spicy...
Courtney Cox. Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
It appears that a button was pushed accidentally.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
We were going to kick off the news today with this mayoral run, but looking on Twitter, looking in news, it really depends what outlet you look at,
what reporter you follow. How is that possible?
All I'm telling you is that I can't get a real answer on if it's down to two or if we're still in a tight race.
Well, the results, I thought, were settled last night.
That's what we thought, and then this morning, things changed.
Okay.
It seems as though they have found new ballots that were not...
Found new ballots?
That's what it seems. They're counting more ballots.
Are you saying the city of Boston can't conduct an election very well? I am shocked.
Yes. But you had a nice night last night. You thought that it was a home run, would you say?
With my candidate?
Yes.
Yes. I believe that when it comes to what is best for this city, that Mrs. Sabi George would be the candidate. That's who I voted
for. Okay. That's who you're backing.
But, we'll see what happens. We will, can you take that photo off? I don't look good in that. That's a bad angle in that photo.
What? You posted it on your own?
Take that off.
A lot of big hitters there, huh?
not really.
But it does seem like Michelle Wu has the lead.
Michelle Wu has the lead.
That's what across the board people are saying. Right. It's the number two spot that is confusing.
The acting mayor already conceded. Yeah.
Correct.
So, but now they're finding additional votes.
Yes.
All right. Interesting.
Norm MacDonald, a comic who was beloved as anchor of Saturday Night Live's popular Weekend Update segments, died Tuesday, according to multiple reports, citing his manager. He was 61. He had been battling cancer for several years, but kept his diagnosis private.
Yeah, very funny guy. You have him on the old show all the time. Super funny guy. Did something for ESPN for a while, too, didn't he?
He hosted the ESPYs 1 year, and by far and away the best time that show has ever had was when he hosted it.
But wasn't he big on that show that Adam Sandler started on MTV? What was that like game show they used to have? They sat in chairs, and wasn't he like?
Are you talking about Remote Control?
Yeah, wasn't he part of that?
No, he never.
He was part of that.
You're thinking of somebody else.
Maybe I have.
You're thinking of Cam Newton.
Yeah, he was the funniest guy to ever host Weekend Update at Sports at SNL.
I would agree with that.
A woman has shared a shocking video of an angry mother berating her for being, quote, half naked at a local park because her sports bra and stomach were showing. This happened in Las Vegas, and here's the audio from the video.
Your whole shirt and your bra is showing.
It's just a sports bra.
No, but everybody around here can see that you're half naked there.
Watch yourself, please. I'm trying to...
This is a place where kids play.
Can you
just take your baby? This is a place for families. You can't just be half naked up there. Are you okay with this?
Yeah, not great. So a Karen there, it's getting ridiculous because clothing and style is changing, people. Mm-hmm. We got to go with the times. Sports bras, crop tops, bras even when you're out are okay.
They are okay. Setting?
I don't know if I'd go to church.
I was going to say, is it
or
okay to
school?
Yeah, but isn't that just like a crop top, like the thing that you work out in?
Yeah, that's what she was wearing. And
what the hell's wrong with that?
I don't know. I went on a walk yesterday in a crop top of sorts.
Make it sound like she was out. They just cut them completely out, and she just had pasties on.
Oh gosh, no!
I told you, I go to Hampton Beach. They have a nude day.
That's only at Dossier's.
Aren't kids like, don't kids know like nudity now? Like if so.
Don't kids know nudity?
No, but like if a woman is working out in the park with a crop top on, why is that a big deal?
How do you feel about somebody nude riding a bicycle through the city of Boston?
That would be an issue. Yeah, that would be an issue.
Okay.
A Texas man was detained and cited with disorderly conduct this week when he was spotted walking around dressed like Mike Myers. This is my biggest fear when
terrifying.
I tell you. It included a rubber knife with fake blood on it.
Oh, what an idiot.
Mark Metzger is the guy, and he's a Texas lawyer. Here's what he's had to say about why he decided to do it.
I try to find a little bit of positivity in the gloom and doom out there, all this negative stuff going on. And I've been pulling this stuff for a while. I think it's pretty clear that it's a prank. It's, you know, something to be, you know, laughed at. It's not a crazy guy with a chainsaw walking around. It's a known fictional character.
Yeah, known fictional character until somebody does it in, as a copycat crime.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Halloween is right around the corner.
Yeah, it's fine.
Don't be walking around dressed as Michael Myers.
Why? It's not a big deal. It's Michael Myers. It's not like the guy's really...
Everybody doesn't know the Halloween movies.
How do you not know who Michael Myers
is? Yeah, a lot. I mean, most people.
Ask a 22 or 23-year-old.
I think they know... Because they got a new Michael Myers movie coming out in October, the second one. So
he was great in Austin Powers.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. Like, I think that's what I love about Halloween. I don't really get the chance to do it in my neighborhood because I don't have one of those neighborhoods. But that's the one thing I miss about living in, like, a city type or a close-knit neighborhood. I love scaring the kids.
I did not think that that was going that way. I thought it was going with, I love seeing the costumes.
Like decorations.
No, I love dressing up.
There's nothing like it. When they pee their pants, it's fantastic.
I remember.
You should have seen, I got Molly big time this morning.
I remember we did
There was a six-year-old walking by, terrified the poor girl. She hasn't been able to sleep since last Halloween.
One boy pooped himself.
What are you talking about? You love scaring the kids without it?
We did one Halloween at my mother's house, like, you know,
with
the kids, and I dressed up in this, like, and I was just walking down, walking down Saratoga Street in the middle of the street, dressed up, looking real frightening.
Oh.
I think it's cool.
Oh, my God.
You don't like that about Halloween?
No, but not in a neighborhood. Like, I love going to Witch's Woods at Neshoba.
Yeah, but that's what the purpose of the neighborhood is for.
No, like, the neighborhood is not to scare little kids, I don't think.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
You got to go to a park to get that scare.
No. Don't you guys do that in your neighborhood? Like, isn't that one neighbor who really does his house up and... It's like for fun.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's
exactly.
Very different than walking around scaring toddlers.
But it's part of it. Like, you know,
it is scary.
Ken likes scaring the kids at Disney too, but that's
I need to get back to Witch's Woods. Michael Myers is very present at Witch's. Have you ever been to Witch's Woods?
Of course I have.
It's the best.
Yeah, of course.
I used to take
Brees and Julia there all the time.
Yeah. Kids, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
What? Because they like being scared, but they were they were like 12.
But you're going to a place you know you're going to get scared.
Where they know they're going to get scared.
It's Halloween.
It's professional scare people. You're not a professional scare.
Yeah, you are. If it's Halloween, you know, like,
no, you don't jump out of a bush and scare a tiny little child. I'm sorry.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but please stop.
Elizabeth Warren has sent a letter to Amazon demanding that Amazon use its algorithm to throttle the sale of books she characterized as spreading, quote, COVID-19 misinformation.
Oh. Does she want the books burned?
She wants them taken off of Amazon.
This isn't funny.
First Amendment, anyone? So if you write a book about COVID.
Yep.
And it happens to disagree with the feelings of our senator.
Mm-hmm.
She wants Amazon to stop selling it?
Yeah.
It is illegal?
No. She wants you to buy the Cuomo book.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't seem very American to me.
Yeah, if she has an issue with it, she should just talk about it.
Well, it is unconstitutional.
What is wrong with her?
I remember that the liberals were angry at the conservatives for book burning. Now it's like it's flipped entirely. Yeah.
Jeez. What is she, Tipper Gore? I mean, you can't ban something you don't agree with. All right.
New Zealand may be changing its name.
Rebranding for New Zealand.
It seems like there is a rebranding coming.
Are they going with old Zealand?
I hope that I'm not butchering this name. Aotearoa.
Aotearoa, which is
the indigenous language name for the country. We are a Polynesian country. We are Aotearoa.
Huh.
New Zealand is a Dutch name. This is what they're claiming. Even the Dutch have changed their name from Holland to the Netherlands.
Oh. All right.
Big news for New Zealand.
Has there been a country that has been canceled? I don't think this is probably the first one.
Yeah.
Water country last summer.
This is the first rebranding of an entire country, I think.
America's next.
You think so?
I think we'll rebrand some.
We're burning
books.
What's
coming next?
What'd you call it?
Rebranding.
What would be the rebranding of America? America Light?
Nah, it'd have to be something which just like, it can't.
Keep it the way it is.
It's got to be like non-binary, right? It's just us or something like that.
Us?
Yeah, we just cut it off. We don't go United States, just us.
It.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that.
Or you could just call it Well, never mind.
I feel like this is going down a really bad path.
I was going to say remove the tree part, but I don't care. I can't say that.
Florida, they're not like the rest of us.
Okay.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that this guy should not be in trouble for what I'm about to tell you he did. I think that he should be recognized for having a brilliant idea. A man using a Walt Disney World-owned iPad with access to a private company application was caught giving unauthorized tours at one of the parks and using the technology to skip to the front of the lines.
Oh, so he was pretending to be a tour guide so as to get to the front of the line.
That is correct.
Mm. That's horrible.
Well, but it's kind of brilliant. You pretend you're a tour guide. He must be a big fan. He knows a lot about the parks.
Right.
And he gets to the front of the line doing so. And I bet he's teaching a lot of people some fun facts about the park.
Yeah, it's morally repugnant. Come on, Courtney.
Not fair for everybody who's waiting in line.
So you don't mind people who just skip the line?
No, I'm just saying he was innovative.
It was like Curtis at Costco, start of the pandemic. Skipped 100 people in line.
Ken, you probably know this as an adult Disney person, but you can pay somebody to cut the lines at Disney.
See, that's fine.
You can hire somebody.
Yeah, that I don't have a problem with that.
And then you can cut all the lines. It's the best thing ever.
That's cool. That's like knowing. That's like telling somebody, all right, you wait in line. I'm going to go do whatever, and then you come back.
But it's like a valet thing that they offer. A lot of people don't know it, but you just pay extra, and boom, you go right up to the front of the line.
Or you get a fast pass.
That's not a douche move.
Total douche move.
It's not.
Last night, you paid Asaibe George's campaign manager to stand in line at Modern and get you 15 eclairs.
I'm just telling you. That it is,
I like that.
It's a legit thing that you can do, and you ought to be able to do that everywhere.
Well, once the buffets come back, you could pay somebody to stand at the front of the buffet.
Are the buffets back?
No.
Are they not back?
Not yet.
I think they're back. Are they back? I don't know.
Why did Golden Corral get a bailout?
Yeah, we got to go to like TGI Fridays.
TGI Fridays?
Yeah.
No, they don't have no buffet there.
They have a salad bar.
No, you're thinking of Ruby Tuesdays.
Oh.
A salad bar is not a buffet.
But it's similar. But when that's back, buffets will be back.
Chinese restaurants have some of the best buffets out there.
Really? Like, what's your favorite?
There was a good one in North Andover. What the hell was the name of the Chinese restaurant?
Long John Silver.
China Blossom.
Oh, yeah,
China Blossom in North Andover had a really good buffet. I don't know if it's back, though.
Okay.
Had everything.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, that's when you know you have a good buffet, when it has the boneless spare ribs.
Oh, okay.
Chinese! Chinese, kid!
Okay.
Best drop ever.
That's how I know my Chinese buffet is good.
Okay.
All right, what else?
A Pittsburgh area mother has warned multiple parents about hand sanitizer for their children.
Uh-oh.
Her little girl set up her desk for school with pencils and supplies, including a fresh bottle of hand sanitizer, which was on the list of school supplies for the kindergarten class. By lunch, the 5-year-old girl had collapsed. And when she came to, her blood alcohol level was a 0.23.
Oh, here is the poor little thing drink it?
Yeah, was she drinking it?
Here's the mother.
Who, okay. This class, each student had their own sanitizer pump bottle at their desk with their name on it for their own personal use. Oh. And my daughter had consumed half of that bottle. She consumed 6 ounces of 70% alcohol.
Oh, she eating it?
Kindergarten.
We are destroying an entire generation of children.
Right.
Also,
like,
that has
to have the kids go to, like, and like any other kindergarten, like when I was in kindergarten, go wash your hands before lunch.
That has to be on the teacher, too.
It's on the school. It's on the school committee. It's on the unions. It's on everybody. Why does a kindergarten kid have to have a bottle of hand sanitizer at their desk?
Right.
Why can't the teacher just have it?
Yeah.
Enough.
When the child comes into the classroom, everybody puts a little bit on there.
It smells like, you know, strawberries or something like
that. There's one that's made out of tequila. It smells really good. Just saying.
See, that's an issue. Just saying. That's where the confusion comes in. Yeah. People are going to be drinking it, not putting it on their hands.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
We talk a lot about a 4-day work week maybe coming to this country at some point in time.
I'd love that.
Be awesome. Well, in Cambridge, in May of 2020, Dakwa did away with the dreaded Monday workday.
Mm.
The startup company has since switched to the four-day work week, and the numbers speak for themselves. Here's Megan Anderson, the CMO.
In the year after we implemented the change, we saw nearly 100% year-over-year growth in ARR, which is revenue. We were able to do that in spite of working fewer hours.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm down with it.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I would be down with it. I would think I want Fridays, though.
Yeah, see, we had this discussion before. I think Monday
A lot of people get the Sunday scaries, though. Yeah. They dread going to work on Monday.
So that's why Monday off.
Yeah, you would have that, though, even on you'd have it on Monday. It would be the Monday scaries instead.
Right.
Yeah, also, next Tuesday, another totally random midweek day off for Wiggy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to.
You're like a dentist.
Why do you keep taking these days off in the middle of the week?
This one is a medical issue.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Ooh, another colonoscopy.
No. Believe me, I'd let you know that.
Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's cool.
Okay.
But I look at, we had this discussion. Friday is, you know, the weekend's coming, so you don't mind going to work on a Friday. Monday is when, like, that's what the lady said. We gave them Mondays off. I think that'd be perfect.
I'm kind of with you now. Now that you put it that way, Fridays, I'm like energized. Right. I'm ready to come to work. And
because, you know, now think about, because, you know, you have 3 days off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, this is perfect.
Would you prefer that, or would you prefer that the show started at 8 a.m.?
Ooh. Gregory, you're putting me in a bind here.
But then you'd be out at 12.
You're a manager.
Yeah. Sure. No, you don't want to drive in traffic. Yeah. Getting to work in the morning is the greatest part of this job. Nobody on the road.
That's all right. I think I'd take the 8 a.m. I'll sit in traffic for a little bit.
All right.
And sleep till 6.
Okay, this is a crazy story, so I need you to stick with me as I try to explain it. South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdoch, which interesting last name for this story, arranged for another man to kill him earlier this month.
To kill him.
Correct. So he paid a guy to kill him.
Okay.
He tried to play it off like a random guy shot him in the head while he was, I think, fixing a tire.
He didn't die.
No, he survived.
Okay.
It turns out he hired the guy to kill him so his son could collect $10 million life insurance policy. But it gets crazier. Because it was a September 4th shooting, but it happened months after an unsolved slaying of his wife and other son. Seems like there's a connection there.
Yeah.
He called, I think there's a 911 call. I talked to Curtis about this before, and there's a 911 call of him saying, you know, I just found my wife and son murdered.
Right.
And then, you know, months later, he gets shot in the head. But it turns out he kind of facilitated everything. I mean, it's not confirmed that he facilitated the wife and son, but that's too much of a coincidence there.
Right.
When it comes to the true crime stuff, I'm obsessed with that story that you brought up yesterday about the van life people and the woman who went missing.
Yeah. TikTok is really taking control of that. Yeah, there's a lot of TikToks trying to figure it out.
And no idea where she is.
No idea.
Yet, right?
No.
Yeah. Oh, there was a. Is this the one from Utah?
Yeah.
There was a break in the case last night. I'm reading from the New York Post. The Utah police responded to an incident involving the missing Long Island native last month.
Oh, they did.
Yes.
In the van.
In the van.
With her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was fiancé.
Oh.
So they're going back and forth because he has an Instagram post that is like, thank you for saying yes, but there's not like there's no lighthouse photo.
So you know, he definitely
did. If there's not a lighthouse photo, a prearranged lighthouse photo when you're proposing, then it's not a marriage. Now, I'm sorry. You have to have a lighthouse photo.
Right.
Now the guy who got shot by the hitman, he's alive.
Correct.
You said, yes. Does Bad he get his man. Money back?
He picked the wrong guy.
No, he could go to jail.
Well, no, but the hitman, he should be asking for a refund. Like, bro, I gave you $5,000 up front, and you didn't, you know, you obviously didn't complete the job.
And the beginning of all of this for Paul Murda down in South Carolina was 2019 when he was driving a boat in which a 19-year-old Mallory Beach died when it had an accident. He was charged with boating under the influence. And he was charged with causing death in connection to the crash. Then I believe his whole life spiraled.
Wasn't he looking at like some fraud charges or something like that?
Yep. And the it absolutely is bizarre, though. Like, you pay a guy to kill you.
Right.
Then why is that guy charged with murder? You paid him to do it.
It's like Dr. Kevorkian.
I need both of these on Dateline stat.
Well, HBO already put in for the rights. They're going to be doing a mini limited series on this case shortly. That was another report this morning.
Yeah. Mm.
Did you watch the second episode of American Crime Story impeachment last night, Curtis?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not enjoy the first one.
I know you
didn't. I liked the first one.
I did too.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I can't believe you didn't like it.
I don't know. Linda Tripp is the star of the show. She's
yes.
awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't like that a larger woman didn't get that role. I won't even watch it because of that.
I'm learning a lot from it, too.
Yeah, well, you were, how old were you then?
Right.
You were like five or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, four, I think.
I mean, we said it last time we talked about it, but the actress who plays Paula Jones is fantastic. She's the best one in the thing, I think. Although, they haven't got to Clinton yet. Who's playing Clinton?
At the very end, you see him.
You see him at the very end of episode one.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know if it's a...
It doesn't really look like him, but sounds like him.
I think you should be the one playing Clinton. That's you have the best Clinton of anybody I've ever met.
Thank you, Curtis.
But just one more thing on that
Curtis,
crazy...
Curtis, take Monday off.
Of that all crazy right. story mm-hmm. is that if he facilitated this, that means he killed one of his sons to give the other one $10 million.
Yeah. That's
how
nuts.
Does that work?
Well, maybe it wasn't his son. Maybe because if it was his wife, maybe she was at a side dude. Oh. Come to find out Whoa. That this wasn't my kid Whoa. From Jump Street. I'm just fascinated that this guy couldn't kill him, and he was hired to kill him. Like, how do you know? How can't you finish that job?
Oh, that's gonna. His Yelp reviews must be awful.
Like, if you hire somebody to kill you, you would think. The person, that's the easiest job to do.
It was the son that was driving the boat, by the way, Curtis. Did you say that, or you're being corrected on the text line?
Yeah, you said Paul.
Okay.
Paul Murda is indicted in April on charges of boating under the influence. Paul Murda is the guy that got shot in the head, right?
No, Alex.
Oh, Alex. Sorry. Yeah. I got my Murdas wrong.
So it was the son who was driving the boat.
Also, wow. Clive Owen is playing
Bill Clinton.
Oh, yes.
Clive Owen is playing Bill Clinton, which seems like weird casting. But I'm going to reserve judgment until I watch the episode tonight. Mm-hmm. All right. Is that it?
That is it.
Thank you, Courtney.
You're very welcome.
617-779-7937 is the number to call if you would like to be on the show this morning. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Tomorrow, we are doing the show from the Encore Boston Harbor, the brand new sports bar there. And so, love to see you. Stop by, get free breakfast, say hello. Is Santo available? Can we do pictures with Santo?
Oh, maybe. I'll ask
maybe
him.
Maybe Santo will come out.
Maybe.
I don't know that there's been a formal event that anyone is invited to meet Santo yet.
He was at Ernie Box.
Santo!
Yeah. All right. So, that is tomorrow. Friday on the show, Devin McCourty will join us, most likely during the 7 o'clock hour. This is Bubba. Hello, Bubba.
Hey, guys. So, there's a thing with Disney you guys are talking about, and you mentioned the Fast Pass. It's not a regular Fast Pass anymore. You actually pay for Fast Pass and then pay per ride.
What?
Really?
Yes. Yes, you have to look it up. It's the new, Disney Genie. They've rebranded it. They started it in Paris. They tried it there, and they started it here in the U.S. less than a month ago. So now you pay for the Fast Pass service, and then you pay for the premium rides. You know, just the ones that everyone wants to ride. Extra Fast Pass per ride.
I don't know how anybody affords to bring their kids on a trip to Disney. It's expensive. That's why it's mostly middle-aged men who go by themselves who can't afford it.
And with the home haunts and Halloween, check out American Scream. It's actually a home haunt biography that's based out of Massachusetts.
Okay.
And it gives you levels of, you know, really mild scare to really severe scare, and it's really, really good, and it's meant to be in neighborhoods. That's the place where you have it. You can pay for it, but wouldn't you rather just bring your kids to somewhere close, neighbor that does it?
Right. I like the Wiggy in the Bushes one. That's my favorite.
Because I always try to figure out, all right, who am I going to dress up as Halloween to really scare the kids? Mm-hmm. You know, you go, all right, I go Leatherface. Michael Myers is
Dale.
Always good.
Mm-hmm. Stop. Stop it.
Dale here.
That would freak me out.
That would be the Dalian. But yeah, you always try to come up with the perfect costume.
That's pretty good, Wiggy.
Yeah, I got a T-shirt of the Dalian. It character. Not the It, but the movie The Thing. You ever see the movie The Thing with Kurt Russell and it comes out of the guy's chest but it has Dale's face on it?
That's what we're talking about, Wiggy!
It is the scariest movie. That's what you would scare a lot of children.
The clown one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What do they call it? What's the name of the
Pennywise.
Clown?
Pennywise.
Pennywise,
yeah. Hello, Will.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Will?
Good morning, guys. Hi. Yeah, listen, usually I'm calling Rip and Wiggy for something dumb that he has said, but I got to agree with him 100%. You know, we used to scare kids all the time in the neighborhood. That's kind of what you did. Greg, I can't believe you, unless you didn't grow up in, maybe it was just an inner city thing, Wiggs. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, it was about scaring the kids.
I was never, my goal was never to, my goal was never to terrify a child.
It's part of Halloween, though.
It's really, it's not.
Right. It's part of the... It's part of it. It's just part of the day. It used to be anyway. When
yeah, generally my thing
were different.
My general thing on Halloween when my kids were young was one for I would hand out the candy and it was one for you and one for me. That's the way. That's what I would do.
The dads would take us trick or treating in Lowell. It was always the dads that took us trick or treating.
Lowell's another place. Is scary stuff going on there.
There was a haunted house that we would go through. The Demoulises would put it on.
I would also stop the frequent flyers. Mm. Like you return 2, 3, 4 times for candy in the cul-de-sac. No.
Nope.
That is a no-no.
I should start a service.
One for you is enough.
Hire me for neighborhoods.
Yeah, you should.
To scare kids.
Like a Halloween hitman?
No. Like you know
would
how
you bring
like,
the Super Bowl ring too?
No, you know how like they like, you know, hire clowns for birthdays.
Yep.
You a neighborhood says, all right, we need some guy to come. You know, you hire me and I go around your neighborhood. I dress up in whatever costume I am. And I'm just walking around scaring the kids.
What do you charge an hour?
Maybe it's just a flat rate, you know.
Free meal. We'll work for food.
Right.
Anybody watch the documentary that Razor recommended? That Danbury Thrashers documentary?
I haven't yet.
It's
on my list.
Watch it? No. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.